in this patient's history where he was clinically, by the surgeon's best visualization, disease-free. But when I saw him, he needed a right upper quadrant peritonectomy because he had numerous tumor nodules beneath his right hemidiaphragm and some on the surface of the liver. He needed a greater omentectomy because he had numerous large cancer nodules in his greater omentum. He needed a transverse colectomy because he had this large mass here at the hepatic flexure and some other masses right in and around his resection site. He needed a resection of the third portion of his duodenum and first part of the jejunum because there's that little cul-de-sac down there in and around the ligament of Treitz where the cancer cells fell and implanted and then grew. He needed a small bowel resection because one nodule had invaded the small bowel. And then he also had a resection of the cul-de-sac and the lowest portion of his rectum. And this is the left paracolic sulcus, which has numerous tumor nodules throughout it. Now, I think, it is my opinion, that if that patient had been referred early on for a second look, because we know enough about colon cancer to say, this young man is at extremely high risk for local regional failure. Even at this point in time, he had no systemic disease, no liver metastases, no retroperitoneal nodal disease. He had an R0, or what we call a CC0 cytoreduction. So in my opinion, second look surgery is indicated in all patients with colorectal and appendiceal cancer at